This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that safety of women is top priority for the nation along with their empowerment. He added that atrocities against women are an unpardonable sin and the guilty must not be spared. Mr. Modi was speaking after distributing certificates to 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis in a function organized at Jalgaon in Maharashtra. Mr. Modi noted that public institutions like hospitals, schools, offices or the police system should be made accountable and any negligence on their part is unacceptable. The Prime Minister said our biggest responsibility as a society and as a government should be to protect the lives and dignity of women. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for employing technology and new innovations in the judicial system to provide justice for all. He emphasized that simplifying justice delivery is a collective responsibility, though current processes often complicate this goal. He was speaking at the closing ceremony of the Platinum Jubilee celebration of the Rajasthan High Court in Jodhpur. The Prime Minister highlighted the country's historic strides towards more straightforward justice delivery, including the repeal of outdated laws. He noted that over 18,000 courts across the country have been computerized, significantly benefiting the public. The meeting of the BJP Central Election Committee was held in New Delhi to finalize the names of the candidates for upcoming assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah and Jitendra Singh and other senior leaders of the party were present in the meeting. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has reached Singapore to attend the second India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable, which will be held today. Finance Minister was welcomed by Singapore's High Commissioner to India, Simon Wong, and Deputy High Commissioner of India to Singapore, Pooja Tillu, at the Changi International Airport. Foreign Affairs Minister of Brazil, Mauro Vieira, has arrived in New Delhi last evening on a four-day visit to India. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Mr. Vieira will co-chair the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting tomorrow. The Ministry of External Affairs said that India and Brazil share a multifaceted relationship rooted in shared values. In a significant escalation of tensions in the West Asia, Lebanon-based militant group Hezbollah has launched a retaliatory attack against Israel, marking the first phase of its response to the assassination of Fawad Shukr, a high-ranking Hezbollah military leader. The attack, which occurred yesterday, comes more than 3 weeks after Shukr's death in the southern suburbs of Beirut on July 30th. Meanwhile, Israel announced that it had carried out preemptive strikes using 100 fighter jets in Lebanon prior to Hezbollah's attack. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claimed that thousands of rockets were destroyed in the bombings and over 40 launch platforms were hit, some of which were allegedly targeted positions in central Israel. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Konkan, Goa, Gujarat region, Saurashtra and Kutch for today. According to IMD, very heavy rainfall is also likely to occur over Odisha, Jharkhand and coastal Karnataka. In a groundbreaking achievement, the Indian surfing team has secured its first ever quota for the 2026 Asian Games in Aichi, Nagoya, Japan. Both the men's and women's teams clinched spots at the Asian Surfing Championship 2024 held in Maldives. In SAFF Under-20 Championship 2024, India U20 men's national team to take on Bangladesh in the semi-finals at the ANFA complex in Kathmandu, Nepal today. The match will start at 2:45 PM IST. India have had a steady start to the campaign, registering 1-0 victories over Bhutan and the Maldives to book their spot in the semi-finals as Group B toppers. In tennis, all eyes will be on Sumit Nagal and Rohan Bopanna as they lead the Indian Challenge at the US Open 2024 tennis tournament, which will kick off at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in New York today. Sumit Nagal is set to become the first Indian man since 2019 to compete in the singles event of all four Grand Slam tournaments in a year. Rohan Bopanna, a two-time Grand Slam champion, and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden have been seeded second in men's double behind Marcel Granollers of Spain and Horacio Zabalos of Argentina. And that is the end of this news bulletin.